Salama, thank you, and welcome to Juno Afternoon. I'm Boston Christopher. Today, Theater Alaska has two programs for youth this April: Magic Treehouse, The Night at Dawn, Kids this weekend, and Retention, an academic pentathlon, a new play for middle schoolers by local playwright Frank Katas, happening later this month. We'll find out more from the Theater Alaska folks. KXLL, KTO's sister station, is sponsoring a hip-hop night next Tuesday, April 7th at the Crystal Saloon. KXLL's Kelly Icardi is here to tell us all about it, plus the Nightlife Guide. And the University of Alaska Southeast Student Activity Boards is once again holding the UAS Folk Fest out at the Student Rec Center on Saturday, April 4th. That's tomorrow night. It's a stacked lineup. We'll have Bridget Monks from UAS and the band Big Sissy here to tell us about it. Those conversations are coming up this hour on Juno Afternoon from your community-supported public media station, KTOO. You can also catch us on our live stream on KTO's YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram pages. And there's a couple of special programming notes we have. You can join us next Friday for a live studio audience special Juno Afternoon on April 10th. The show will feature the guest dance band of the folk festival, the Red Hots. Bring your dancing shoes, join us in the audience, arrive by 2:45 in the studios downstairs here at KTO on Friday, April 10th. Also, we will have a special extra program next week because there's just too much going on. So we're going to have a show on Tuesday next week, April 7th, featuring some live music and other guests. Also, there is a bevy of activities happening around town this weekend. Before we get started today, I just wanted to highlight a few. Of course, it is First Friday. You can go to jahc.org. That's the Jack. You can find their First Friday page for all the events happening tonight around First Friday. A couple of highlights from that. There's also the Fireside Lecture. The Juno Community Garden is 35. It's going to feature board members who will be sharing past, present, and the future of the Juno Community Garden. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. That's tonight. The event is free of charge. That's out at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center starting at 7 p.m. Also over at the APK Lecture Hall, Deep Mapping the Alaska-Yukon Borderlands, a book with Corinna Cook. First Friday, April 3rd at 6 p.m. It's over, like I said, at the APA Lecture Hall. It's going to be a really good talk. It's going to be, she's going to do a book signing and talk about all of the Alaska-Yukon borderlands. And it's a new essay collection about art, recollection, and the land. And local singer-songwriter Taylor Dallas Vidic is having her album launch party concerts this weekend at Perseverance Theater. And the third single from that album dropped today. The full album launches on April 24th. You can go to taylorvidic.com for more information and see if there's any tickets left for this weekend's album release parties. I've heard that they're very full. And here is the latest single from Taylor Dallas Vidic. That's Taylor Dallas Vidic's new single out today, Falling Out of Love, from her forthcoming album, Cat and Mouse. There are album release parties this weekend. Go to taylorvidic.com for more information on that. You are listening to Community Supported Juno Afternoon on KTOO 104.3 Juno, 91.7 Juno Auk Bay, and online at ktoo.org. You can also join us for our live stream on KTOO's Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. You can go anywhere there and see us live here in the studio, see what's going on. You can even leave us a comment if you want to. We might even see it. So Theater Alaska, local production troupe, is producing two productions for youth this month. The Magic Tree House, The Night at Dawn, Kids! Is happening April 4th and 5th at Thunder Mountain Middle High School. And then Retention, an academic pentathlon by local playwright Frank Henry Kashkatas, is happening at Thunder Mountain Middle School April 17th through the 19th. And here to discuss all of this today, because there's multiple programs here, so we're going to break it all down, I have Dakota Neonakis. Welcome in. Ganashish, how are you, Dakota?
Ganashish, I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. And then I also have Skiba Wadi.
Yeah, good job.
And I did it. And Wendy Burns, and you all are working on the middle school program that's happening. So with the play that Frank wrote. So I'm going to start with you, Dakota, because this is a camp that the kids signed up for. This is like a youth program that they got involved with, and they're working on this play, The Magic Tree House, The Night at Dawn, Kids! Can't forget the exclamation point.
Yes, you can't.
So tell me a little bit about what this program is. Let's start there. What is this program that they're doing?
So Floralina and I talked about the learning aspect on just like the whole production. So learning what a stage manager would do, learning what the lights would do, how the set would. So we talked a little bit about that, and I feel like it's mostly about learning. Because, I mean, there's not a lot of classes here and opportunities to learn about the inside. So,
do you know how many kids are in the program?
13.
13.
So it's a small group, but we're doing it.
Small but mighty.
Yes.
And what ages are these?
Oh, gosh. I think I don't want to give you the wrong. They're
Are they 10 to
6th grade.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Somewhere in there around that age. All right. And this is happening this weekend at Thunder Mountain Middle School Auditorium.
Yes.
Tickets are free. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about the Magic Tree House, The Night at Dawn, Kids!
Yeah. So hopefully you guys all know the books, but Jack and Annie, brother and sister, they find this tree house and a book, and it's The Night at Dawn, and they go on adventures and meet the Black Knight, Mustache, Squinty, and Red. They even get kicked into a dungeon with Keenan, the dungeon master.
Okay.
And they have to find a way to escape, and it's very sweet ending and how they escape and they find brother and sister love.
I love
and they
that.
Get
and
out.
And you're directing this production?
Yes.
What is it like to direct the youth?
It's interesting. This is my first time directing, so I've learned a lot. Learn how to direct with younger kids. Mm-hmm. I've seen it through older folks, but it's been insightful.
Yeah, because you've been doing a lot of acting recently, right?
Yes, lots of acting.
So is this your first time? You said it's your first time directing anything?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. What made you want to do that?
Floralino
asked you?
yes, actually. It's like, let me dip my toes in something different.
Okay. Yeah, that's really fun. Have you enjoyed that experience?
Oh, yeah, it's been wonderful. Yeah. I was an intern for a director once, but actually being in charge is like totally different. So,
right. And it's interesting because is this like a full production? Is it sort of like you've got set and lights and all that kind of stuff?
Half and half.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a set, blocks. We'll have some light cues, some sound cues, but it's,
But it's more about working with the kids
yes.
In the show, and then also, like you said, some of the people Like, is one of the people in the program, like, is that your stage manager?
Yeah, Megan, okay. Actually.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
So
are they going to be, like, they'll call the show and do all that stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
And
that's
we'll
really
have,
cool.
Soundboard op and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are those all students, like these 10-year-olds?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. That's what I was wondering, if they're, like, getting behind the scenes.
That'd be cool. We wanted that, but just... Some kids. It was announced late, so
I see. Everybody also wants to act. That's the
right.
Thing. Everybody wants to act, and then it's like, oh, but then you realize, oh yeah, I could also probably make more money and work a lot more if I was behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And how long have you been rehearsing the play?
Since the beginning of March.
Oh wow.
The first
okay.
week. So it's not been a lot of time. But
not a lot of time.
We've got it. We're
Is it like
there.
An after school program that you were doing?
Yeah. Five to eight.
5 to 8 in the evenings.
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. Because I know this other program that's happening. So Frank Henry Kosh Katas, local playwright, actor, has written a bunch of stuff, was teaching middle school for a while, but then he doesn't do that anymore, but he wrote this play for middle schoolers to be And I did a reading of it a couple months ago. It's called Retention, an Academic Pentathlon. And it's kind of – it's a wild story. maybe, Skiba, can you give us the rundown a little bit on this play, first of all, and then we'll talk about how it works at the middle school.
Yeah. So basically, 4 students are given detention by their teachers in these really unfair ways. And so we kind of find these students in the library. That's where the play is set. And then eventually you meet these teachers, and there's something off about each one of them. Basically, they're kind of these like, oh, I'm not going to give it away. But there's something wrong with the teachers. And so it kind of becomes this modern day Breakfast Club. And the way that Frank describes it is Breakfast Club meets the faculty. And so kind of this like spooky, kind of creepy thing happening too. But the play is a comedy. And so eventually what happens is the kids challenge the teachers to an academic pentathlon in order to break the detentions.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
It's campy. It's sweet. It's got a lot of heart.
Right. And Wendy, tell me a little bit about how this, because this is in, you're doing this in at the middle school with middle schoolers. And are you doing like during school hours or is it after school? How does it work?
It's after school. When Thunder Mountain became a middle school last year, I had basically an improv club that met once a week after school, and they were the most fun group of kids, and it was always, can we figure out a way to do a play?
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't really have a producing organization or funding at that point in time, and I am a teacher there, but I was running the club as a volunteer, and so that was a big priority coming into this year, was how do we get an actual play going on in the school. And Q Theater Alaska, we kind of came together with this collaborative idea last spring, and we're now bringing it to fruition. So it's all middle school students playing both the middle schoolers and the teachers.
Oh, that's fine.
And briefly, there are callbacks to the middle schoolers who are playing the teachers during their time back in middle school in what would have been like the 90s.
Oh, we went back.
So
we
that's
go back
fun.
In time a little bit.
We reached out to Frank, Floor did, and Frank came up with this really fun concept. And, you know, being a parent of, you know, some vaguely middle school age kids himself, I think he has a really good grasp on what's going to appeal to the humor and interest level of kids at this age.
Mm-hmm.
And then for about the last 6 weeks, we've been working it up, and I guess a little over a month now. It'll be about 6 weeks when we open. We've been getting it ready to go. We meet after school. It's basically functions like an after school club.
Oh, that's really fun. Yeah. And so you're kind of the impetus then here. Like you're kind of the inciting action, as it were, in a play about how this came together, because you work there and you wanted this to happen. Is that right?
I would like to think that I played a pivotal role in helping at least bring some aspect of theater to Thunder Mountain. That's something I'm super passionate about, and
she definitely did.
Yeah.
Thank you, Skiba.
Like, yes. Absolutely.
It's been really fun to be able to, you know, bring some of my own students as well as students from around our whole school into it.
And Skiba, how have you directing this production along
yep.
with Florlino?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are co-directing it. How do you feel the middle schoolers are taking to this project?
Oh my gosh, so well. I was joking the other day that, you know, the way that they remember blocking and the way that they call for line when they don't remember their line and all these aspects, so in some ways it's better than a lot of adults I've worked with. And I think it's because they're so excited. You know, all these kids want to be there. And so they're super receptive to direction. They love it. They love getting creative. They take feedback really well. And I mean, I'm kind of a child myself, basically. Like, if you look at my life, that summarizes it. So I have a great time hanging out with these kids after school, and the energy is awesome.
They're so supportive of
each other.
We laugh
a lot. Yeah, they support each other. They help each other memorize their lines. Day one at rehearsal, some of the kids showed up, you know, with their lines already highlighted.
Oh, wow.
You know, so these kids really want to be there, and they're working so incredibly hard.
Are they coming from a class, or did they audition for this, or how did that work out?
Yeah, they showed up, and they did a couple days of auditions and put together a cast. And there's a few students who are not, you know, did not get to be part of the main cast, but who've still been coming and standing in at some auditions and helping out with things. Yeah, so it's been a really cool.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a really cool environment because it is a small cast. It's about a 9-person show. Yeah.
Right. And are some of the people, I was like with Dakota's program, I was just wondering, are some of the people working behind the scenes at all?
Yeah, so we have likely at least definitely two students who are going to be working backstage as stagehands in some regard. And then our stage manager is an adult that we brought in, and then we'll have an adult backstage, too, just kind of making sure that things are running smoothly and everyone's safe and, you know, taken care of.
I do remember some of my high school productions backstage could be a little wild.
Oh, me too.
Out of control. Different times. Out of control, though. Now, these performances are happening April 17th, 18th, and 19th at Thunder Mountain Middle School. Do we have the times for those? Oh, 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday and 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Yes.
Okay, I saw that later in the notes here. Okay, that's really cool. And, yeah, that's really fun. And also, it looks like the Juno Community Foundation helped out to make this happen as well, which is always nice to make that happen. That's really cool. So this play is sort of – it's awesome because it's in a sense, a world premiere.
Yeah.
They're sort of getting the first crack at it.
And it's the first ever Thunder Mountain Middle School play.
Oh, well,
so it's a huge deal.
What? Awesome. Really?
Yeah, that's... so Wendy was, you know, the impetus of making this happen, huge deal. And it's happening now. And it's so cool. And
that is very
people
cool.
should come and support these kids making art.
I think that deserves, I think Wendy's got some awards in her future.
I know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're also really good. Like, they're so funny. It truly is just a show that has so much energy, so much heart. Like, it is definitely a worthwhile endeavor. It's not super duper long to carve out a little bit of time.
It's about an hour, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In your Friday or Saturday evening or Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and that's post-Folk Fest. So
post-Folk Fest, yeah.
Instead of your post-Folk Fest
you get a whole
warmth.
Week to, like, recalibrate.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And then realize what else is going on in this town.
Yeah, yeah. And you will laugh.
Feel the art withdrawals, and then when you're like, oh, my gosh, I haven't consumed live art in nearly a week, come to Thunder Mountain. And
yes, we'll be there.
So check us out.
That's so fun. You can go to theateralaska.org for all of the information. And I guess, I know Dakota, the first play that's happening this weekend, that is free. Donations are welcome. What about this production? Are there tickets for this?
Yeah, there are tickets. Great question. I haven't looked at how it's lined out, but it's basically pay as you want, but there are suggested amounts for people, but it's meant to be open to everyone. So.
Right. Okay, that's really cool. That's awesome. What an awesome thing.
Yeah.
This is really cool.
It's really exciting.
Yeah, that's really fun. Well, thank you so much, Gunatish, for telling us about it. Is there anything that we didn't mention that we want to mention about it, about the productions? I love the fact that Wendy's creating this out at Thunder Mountain. Yeah,
I just want to leave us with, I know that middle school as an age group, sometimes people are like, oh my gosh, you teach middle school, that's wild. They are the funniest people
They're
in the world.
So
they are
funny.
So much fun, and I want so badly to share that with people. So I hope people will come out and enjoy. Like, they're just the best.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We got great kids in Juno.
Thank you so much. So just to wrap it up again, the Magic Tree House, The Night at Dawn Kids, is at Thunder Mountain this weekend, April 4th and 5th. What are the times for that production?
Saturday is at 7, and then Sunday is at 3 p.m.
Okay, that's excellent. And then retention and academic pentathlon is April 17th through the 19th, again, out at Thunder Mountain. And that's 7 o'clock Friday, Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sunday. You can go to theateralaska.org and get all of the information about it and see who's in it. Probably there's probably a list of people who's in it, people who are working
on it. Yeah, most likely.
Yeah, so usually they're pretty good about putting all that information up there. But I appreciate y'all coming in today. Gunnath Cheesh.
Thank you.
This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO. Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union, a member-owned financial cooperative offering checking and savings accounts, loans, and digital financial services. In Juno at 8585 Old Dairy Road in the K Plaza and at tongassfcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Support from Hanson Gress. Seeking curious people who like technology, network engineering, and customer support. Opportunities for those who thrive on problem solving. Details at hansongress.com/careers.
This is Juno Afternoon from your listener-supported public media station, KTOO. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. That right there is a little Quentin Woolman Morgan, local singer-songwriter. He will be on Juno Afternoon next week as part of Folk Fest. He'll be appearing at the Music in the Jungle at the Pottery Jungle on Tuesday night. The Alaska Folk Festival main stage performances begin next Monday, but there is so much additional programming happening all over the town, and KXLL's Kelly Icardi is in the know on those happenings and will once again produce the Nightlife Guide to help you navigate it all. In addition, KXLL is sponsoring the Hip Hop Night at the Crystal Saloon on Tuesday, April 7th. And joining me now in the studio is KXLL's Kelly Icardi. Gunnath Cheesh, welcome in. How are you?
Hello. Thank you, Boston, for having me. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm excellent. Passenger Princess, every Wednesday through Friday at 4 p.m. on KXLL, starring you and your guests.
Yes. It's right after Juno Afternoon, so you can just bump over to the other station and,
Yeah, you have all kinds of people on. You are also planning to have a bevy of guests next week in your studio.
Yes.
And that is just, so it's going to be a full week of music all around here at KTOO. You can also watch the Folk Fest on our live stream at kto.org/folkfest. You can listen over on our other sister station, KRNN. Like, there's a lot of ways to interact with Folk Fest. But like I was mentioning, Kelly, like, Folk Fest is the main stage over at Centennial Hall, and there's some dances at the Jack, but it really becomes like a week of festivities, and it seems like it's grown over the last few years.
Yeah.
And there's like things everywhere. So tell me a little bit about some of those things going on around town.
Yeah. So Annie B., my predecessor, who was at KXLL several years ago, started the Nightlife Guide, I would assume, as kind of a response to that increase of booking at some of the venues outside of the main stage. So we're continuing that tradition. Shout out to her for starting it. But yeah, so what I'm doing is putting all of the venues together, all of their lineups, because you'll see them on Instagram or Facebook or throughout town, you know, pop up here and there. And so I'm compiling all of them together. And there's a lot more venues than I think people would expect. And and then there's a lot more bands and artists that people would expect. So, yeah, there's a lot of things going on. What's interesting about this year, I feel like, is the difference in genres that are being represented, I suppose. Because we've got a full hip-hop night that KXL is partnering with The Crystal for, but that was T-Loke's idea, one of the performers. And then at Devil's Club, there's a lot of DJ sets. There's the Boiler Room again this year, but there's also some additional ones. So it's kind of interesting to see the difference of genres of music.
So the Boiler Room, tell me a little bit more about that. That's like DJs?
Yes.
Playing music?
Yes.
Okay.
So Boiler Room is basically how Devil's Club does it is it starts at 8 and goes till 12 or 1, whatever. And each DJ is booked for 1 hour, so they get 1 hour to kind of like show their stuff, and then the next DJ comes and plugs in their USB and then takes it over. So it's a very smooth transition. You might not even notice it.
I see. Okay.
But yeah, the style changes quickly, you know, hour to hour. So.
And do those DJs all play different kind of music?
Yes, yes. I like to think of it as kind of like a showcase for what you think is your best stuff, like if you're being featured at a Boiler Room. So some of them will have a lot more like bassy, heavy melodies, and others will have like more sing-along tracks, songs that you've heard of, songs that you may never have heard of.
And is it more dancey type music?
Yeah. Yeah,
like
I would
club
say kind
of
club music. Yeah, kind of okay. Like unts.
Right.
Yeah.
The beats per minute
yes.
situation,
yes.
right? Yeah. That's kind of cool. And then, so tell me a little bit more about this hip hop night. So KXLL is sort of sponsoring this mm-hmm. hip hop night. And tell me a little bit about who's going to be there and what's going on with that.
Yeah. So I was talking with David at The Crystal about doing some sort of partnership for Folk Fest a couple of months ago. And he told me that T-Loke, who's one of the artists that's on the lineup for Tuesday, had suggested an all hip hop night. And immediately I was like, that is so cool. Because I feel like there's a really big hip hop community here that I don't know much about. And therefore, many of our listeners do not. So I think it's really cool to have an event that's focusing on all of them. So a few of the artists that we have on are Balin, who I've never heard of before, but I'm really excited for that. We've got Two Essentials. We have 2/3 of Brother Buffalo, which is going by Grandpa G for this event.
Grandpa G.
which I love. Mm-hmm. We have T-Loke, and then we've got Air Jazz featuring Sean Hemp, and then we have Deloading also. So it starts at 6, and then there's people booked until after 10 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. And then and you also mentioned like the Nightlife Guide shows you play things that are happening at like the Crystal, Devil's Club, obviously the Alaskan. Mm-hmm. Is there other places that are on the list as well?
Yes. Good question. There's actually, as I put this together, I'm surprised each time how many venues there are that are doing pop-up. Like for example, Drip Drop Wonder Shop. They're doing pop-ups a few nights next week, which that's really fun because it's like in a smaller venue. It's not really a venue because it's
They'll
a store.
They'll be in her store?
Yeah, it's in the
oh,
store,
wow.
But it's an art store, right? So you're surrounded by all this art, and then you have music, and it's really intimate and cozy. Mm. So Drip Drop Wonder Shop is one that's surprising. You mentioned the Pottery Jungle. They're doing some things. We have Grizz Bar. Last year they had construction for Folk Fest, so this year they're kind of doing a reopening.
Oh, Grizz Bar is back.
They're back.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think they've got some DJs as well. That's kind of their vibe.
Hopefully there won't be much, you know, maybe more of the snow will go away and it won't be so cold because Grizz Bar is outside. But they do have the fire pits and stuff, which is really nice.
That's true. That really helps. Yeah. And then I think that's it for some that I haven't heard of. But, you know, of course, there's Red Dog Saloon, of course, down the street. Spice. They were doing some last year. I think they may have a couple of small pop-ups because some other venues are more so like making themselves available with the sound system ready so that people can come in and play versus scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I know that I think the Folk Fest is doing it. I don't know if Marion Call's doing it this year, but maybe she's running this. But there's the Songwriter Showcase that they always do.
Oh, cool.
I think it's on the Saturday. But you can get all of this stuff. Now, when is the Nightlife Guide going to go? Is it live on our website already, or is it going live soon?
It's not quite live. We're waiting to hear back from a couple of people, but it will be live this weekend by Monday.
Okay.
And that will be on kto.org. There's going to be multiple headings and links to click onto it, so it's going to be very easy to find.
Yeah, so there'll probably be a little button or an image on the homepage. You can just click that and see everything that's going on all around town.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout out to one of my volunteers for KXLL. Erin has been helping a lot with the graphic design and helping compile some of this information for me. So that's great. And we have a new design this year, which is fun.
That's really cool. Yeah. And are you going to be at the Crystal on Tuesday for Hip Hop Night?
Yes, I will
be. Okay. And then are you doing any of your DJ sets as part of the Boiler Room? Give yourself a plug here.
Yes, I am. I will be on Saturday at 9 p.m.
9 p.m. next Saturday. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's going to be a busy night. There's so much going on around. I mean, it's sort of like choose your own adventure, but you're going to, you basically have to know you can't see it all.
Right.
You're going to have to choose something. But luckily, there's a lot of bands and a lot of the groups that are doing multiple performances throughout the week. So you can catch them in different venues at different times.
Yes.
Yeah, which is really good. And the Nightlife Guide can help you sort of navigate that. Obviously, all the institutions, I think all the websites probably have it too, in terms of like crystalsaloon.com and things like that. But it's nice to have it all in one central location with the Nightlife Guide to be able to navigate that. And of course, Juno Afternoon will have live music all next week. We have the live show downstairs on Friday with the Red Hots. You're going to have guests and live music in Studio C over here as well at 4 p.m. every day with Passenger Princess. You're going to have an extra show next week too on Tuesday?
Yes, on Tuesday. We're doing a hip-hop show. So T-Luck and Brother Buffalo will be here to perform live on Passenger Princess for the first time. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly. There's just so much going on. It's going to be a fantastic week. It's going to be a busy week. And choose your own adventure, everybody.
Yes, truly. Thank you so much, Boston.
Yeah, gonna cheese. Catch Kelly every Wednesday through Friday at 4 p.m. with Passenger Princess over on KXLL with an extra special show next Tuesday previewing that hip-hop night at the Crystal Saloon. Gonna cheese. This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO. Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Emil Mackey at Country Financial, offering insurance for home, auto, and business, and life insurance to protect your family in case of death. Located in the Juno Nugget Mall. More information can be found online or by calling 907-500-7017. Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com.
to say I'm not used to being loved from afar. There must be something wrong. Why would you hold out for me? So I freak out and my head speak to the birds. Let them sing, would you love me if I was a worm? Would you forgive me? I'm food for the birds. Time I fall in love, I like to ruin it. Crash and burn, mockingbird. Crash and burn, mockingbird. Every time I fall in love, I let it slip through the cracks. Crash and burn, mockingbird. Crash and burn.
Oh, yeah, that is the Rain Dogs with their awesome song Mockingbird from their upcoming album, which is going to be cool. But the reason I played that is because they're going to be performing this weekend, among other many other places probably all throughout the week, but they're going to be at the UAS Folk Fest. It's happening tomorrow night at the Student Rec Center. It's a product of the Student Activities Board. It's free. It's open to the entire community. The lineup features stalwart bands like the Rain Dogs. Whiskey Class is coming up from Seattle, but also a variety of student bands. And I'm joined in the studio now by Bridget Monks from UAS and another of the stalwart bands, Big Sissy, which is Sarah Thompson, Nicole Thompson, and July, the baby sister. Gunnith Cheesh, welcome in. Thank you so much for being here. Wasiati, how are you today, Bridget?
I'm doing great. I'm super excited for tomorrow. My students are working really hard on all the cool decorations that are going to be set up in the gym.
Oh, there's going to be decorations,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. It's the really theme cool. This year is summer camp.
Okay.
So come in your best summer camp attire. There's
going to
be some fireflies, some tents, maybe a Sasquatch.
Okay, yeah. That's really fun. So is this the second year that this has happened?
Yes, this is the second year.
Okay, because when you were here last year, I was like, I think it was the first year last year.
It was.
So it went so well, you decided to do it again.
Oh, yeah. It's a cool opportunity because the artists come out for our performance, and then they have the rest of the week to book other shows.
Yeah, so. This is a pretty – I'm going to bring up the flyer here for those who might be on the stream so you can take a look at it. But there is a great lineup. I mean, there's some student bands here. I think Holy Cricket slept in. These are some student bands. But then some of your headliners, we got the Rain Dogs, Big Sissy, who's in the studio here, and then Whiskey Class. And I know Whiskey Class is also doing another show the following week. And I know you all have, like, you're going to be at the Drip Drop Shop on Tuesday. You're going to be at the Poetry Jungle on Wednesday. You're going to be at the Alaskan on Thursday. You're going to be at the Crystal on Saturday. You're going to be everywhere.
Yes! Yeah.
And
there's
hopefully
another surprise show that we're still deciding
on. Oh, really? Okay, cool.
We're flattered and honored. We keep being asked
absolutely.
To play more shows.
Yeah, and I'm hoping to have you on here next Wednesday to play some music live. That would be awesome. So you're going to be all around. We'll talk to you a little bit more about your music in just a second. But Bridget, so this, how did the UAS Folk Fest come about? Because it's like, it's the day before, it's like 2 days before the main Folk Fest starts. It's a great time to get everybody primed. Where did the idea come from?
Well, I was actually looking for an excuse to get them to come out and perform.
And all Big Sissy's fault.
They're so talented. I've known them for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hey, why don't I do something right before Folkfest? And then I happened to be friends with the Rain Dogs. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll do something. And mm-hmm. then it just kind of spiraled and became this like whole day. And people loved it. And I wanted to do it again. So
that's cool.
It just, yeah, it worked out. And we, like, yeah, we fly some of the artists out. So it's a good opportunity for them because they get a free flight. They come in on Friday or Saturday. They get to stay the whole week and book themselves more.
Oh,
and
that's like, wonderful. Yeah.
So
okay.
It's a cool way for the university to interact with Folkfest and promote art in the city.
And tell me about these student bands that are going to be out there. So like Holy Crickets, yeah. Slept In. Who else is it? Natalie and Patrick, right?
Natalie and Patrick. Yeah. Natalie is actually someone who works in housing. And then Patrick is her husband, who is a student.
Oh, okay. I see.
Fairview is also a student, a solo artist, wow. doing some alternative acoustic stuff.
And how do they get involved? Like, how do these groups get involved?
I ask on campus if students would like, there's students that I know that are involved in music. And I ask them if they would like an opportunity or to spread it around to their friends. Mm. Ask around, and I just get students that are like, yeah, I'll do a set. So, I mean, Sage Richard is also a student, and they're going to be doing a 15-minute set.
A ukulele.
Ukulele, yeah.
Or as people say, ukulele. Yeah, right? Yeah, that's kind of fun. That's really cool. It's such a nice variety here because it looks like there's an R&B solo artist, like Midnight Sun.
Midnight Sun's coming from Anchorage and actually works at the University of Anchorage.
Oh, nice. Like
University of Alaska Anchorage, yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what a long, wonderful festival. This is like a big evening for y'all.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. We're going to have some sandwiches to hand out to people for a suggested donation. There's going to be popcorn and band merch. Just a lot of fun, cool stuff.
And other than that, there's no admission price.
Nope.
It's open to the public.
Totally free.
And this is at the Student Rec Center, which is opposite the entrance to the main campus.
We're going to have a sign right out where you're supposed to pull in with a little arrow.
I see. Won't music
be able to
miss here.
It. Yeah, music. Free music.
Free music, yeah. It's such a cool thing. And the Student Activities Board, you're like the, what are you, the manager, the director?
Yes. So I'm the Student Engagement and Leadership Manager. So okay. I oversee Student Activities Board, the Student Government on campus, and the Whale Song, which is the Student Media Organization.
Okay. Yeah. I remember last year I thought Bridget was actually a student. And she's like, no, I actually run the thing.
Barely.
So, but that's really cool because that is a great interactivity thing. It's like the Student Activities Board does all kinds of things, right? And do you do other presentations throughout the year? Do you bring other people in or other events?
Yeah, usually the events that I do will be very student focused. Mm-hmm. This is one of the ones that I have that's big and open to the community in the spirit of Folkfest. Mm. I mean, you know, everywhere and everything is free and open to everyone. And I wanted to kind of continue that with the university.
That's so cool. And so the excuse that you started this whole thing for is here.
Yeah.
In Big Sissy. Sarah, July, and Nicole. So tell me, I think this is what I'm going to say now. Like, if people don't know who Big Sissy is, by the end of Folkfest next week, everyone's going to know who Big Sissy is because you're performing everywhere. So Sarah, tell me a little bit about how this group got started. You might have to lean in a little bit to the microphone.
Yeah. So last year, honestly, Big Sissy wouldn't be what it is today if it weren't for Bridget and it weren't for Juno. And it's just been incredible to see, like, what a transformation it made in us last year being here. Like, we were walking around town, like, I feel like we just got transported to another reality where we're, like, famous already. And, like, we walk around through the streets and people notice our pink hair and bright green and they're like, Big Sissy! And we're like, you know,
that's so cool.
I mean, we played music on and off growing up throughout our lives, and we've always wanted to do something more like legitimate and dedicated. And last year I just moved back to Connecticut from living in Durango, Colorado, and I heard rumors about this invitation, and Alaska was a bucket list place, so I kind of was like, sisters, like, let's do something. Let's do this.
So did you all grow up, like, making music together? Were your parents, like, musically inclined? Did they expose you to a lot of music?
Our mom is an incredible singer. She used to always play piano around the house growing up. So
Yeah, that's cool. And then so was it your idea? Who said we should make a band?
Okay, well, so there's like a couple pieces to this. But yeah. Sorry, July. Yeah, tell the first piece.
July,
first
lean
piece.
Into that mic there.
So yeah, Bridget reached out to me about this whole opportunity, and it was actually at this really kind of transitional time for me as a musician. I was in a different band for about 5 years, and we were actually in a state of kind of going on hiatus and then breaking up, and I was just feeling kind of like very mixed feelings and kind of sad and nostalgic about making music. And then Bridget reached out to me about this opportunity, and, you know, it was really exciting, but I was still just kind of in this funk about it.
Mm.
So she reached out to Nicole.
I'll take it from here. No. Bridget reached out to me, and she's like, you and July should come out and play at Folk Fest. Like, we have this opportunity, the university, the whole thing. And I was like, we need to do this, like, 100%. I was in immediately because I decided last year at the beginning of the year that I was just going to say yes to any opportunity that came to me. And this was the first big one, and I was like, yes, we're doing this. So I go to July, and I'm like, we got to take advantage of this opportunity. And then Sarah walks in, and we're, like, in the kitchen at our parents' house, and she's like, what, Alaska? What's going on? And I was like, she's like, I want to go. And I was like, all right, guys, well, then we need to be in a band together.
Yeah.
And like,
we'd
all
commit.
Kind of done, like, sorry, I'm like screaming in here, but.
No, you're all good.
Have all like done different musical projects throughout our lives separately, like different bands and solo for like a decade or more. And yeah, so then I was like, well, if we're going to do this, we need to start a band. And so kind of vice versa with like, you know, Bridget kind of starting this thing to bring us out here. We started Big Sissy to play Folk Fest last year, really. And now we've played some shows in Connecticut, back where we are, and planning to do some in New York. And it just has like really taken off and like inspired us to pursue this dream that we've wanted to do our entire lives.
So does the familial aspect of it work in your favor? Like, because I know a lot of times, you know, like July, you're talking about like in a band, and then you're like, oh, we're going to break up. But like family, you don't break up necessarily, right? Mm-hmm. So you just work through it. Like you get mad at each other, and then you're like a day later, you're like, okay, we're sisters, we're good, right? Like that's how it works. But like when you found yourselves making music together, were you all bringing your individual experiences that you had had before into this group? Like, is that what was happening?
Definitely. Like, Nicole and I have both been writing original music for, over
lives.
A decade, like our whole lives. So it's been just a really beautiful experience to see how all of our different influences and like our songwriting past is just coming together.
That's kind of cool. And I heard there's rumblings of you might be making some recording soon.
That's right.
Right? You're going to get into the studio and lay
started.
Down some of these tracks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what kind of music do y'all play?
We're still working on our elevator pitch.
That was the best tee-hee I've ever heard in my life.
It's good music.
Well, music is so different these days, right? There can be so many mergings of genres, it's hard to put you in a box.
Yes.
But, like, I'm just curious, like, you know, where do you begin? Like, does it have a folk sort of base? Is it, like, more pop or rock, or where are you at? Or is it bluesy? What's going on?
I think we, like, we definitely have folk elements, I think, just because of, like, the three-sister harmony, like, vibe. And we play primarily acoustic guitar, though we are going to be incorporating more, like, electric. But, you know, we love, like, sad girl. We love punk. We love neo-soul and kind
bluegrass.
Of, like, R&B, bluegrass.
R&B.
Mm.
So I kind of usually explain it that it's, like, you know, lyrically, I feel like it falls into more of like the sad girl, like folk vibe and kind of instrumentally. But then vocally, we love to, you know, not only harmonize, but like do riffs and these different things that are more typical of like a jazz or a neo soul or like an R&B artist. So like, I think we kind of like fuse those two, you know, of having kind of the folk elements and then the more.
I see.
Down. Yeah.
And these are, and you each play guitar? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
What instruments are you playing in the band?
Right now, we play guitar, but not usually at the same time, so we kind of, like, switch off.
Okay.
And we, like, last year and a little bit this year, we've done a lot of, like, hand percussion.
Okay.
We have a drummer who's actually coming out to play
Sweet.
Some of our shows with us, which
yes.
is really exciting.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we're looking to incorporate more, but we're just kind of, like,
yeah.
slowly piecing
so it's like a, it's like mainly guitar, acoustic guitar, with then like harmonies between you all singing mm-hmm. the sad girl music.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I just got a like distortion pedal for my acoustic guitar, so
Ooh.
We're gonna be rocking out this year. All right.
That's
out the
cool.
sound.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
really
and
cool.
on our like track recordings, we have a bassist that we want to start incorporating into more live shows and. Yeah, really just building out, filling out our sound.
Yeah, that's great. That's really cool. Well, I hope you can make it in here on Wednesday next week. I'd love to hear some of your tunes. I know that you can also catch Big Sissy and Bridget. They're going to hop over to Passenger Princess with Kelly Icardi here after mm-hmm. Juno Afternoon today and talk a little bit more about what they've got going on and also maybe play some... I think she usually asks you to, like, pick some songs that you might want to play. Like, not you playing live, but, I mean, like, playlist, like, kind of thing. You know, where you pick some good sad girl tunes. I'm curious, though, do you all have, like give me a title of one of your songs, like a sad girl song. Do you guys come up with good titles for your songs?
Like, Hurricane Season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they're necessarily, like, quintessential sad girl titles, but
I
there's
see.
Like Full Force,
okay.
Caught the Line. I don't know. Yeah, they're kind of. Yeah, we love songwriting, so it's very like I think our songs are very lyric heavy. It's like
yeah.
that's what.
I always feel like
that's very important to us is like the lyrics.
Yeah. And I feel like titles are always hard, right? Because
yes,
you got to figure
totally.
Out what that one couple words would be that would encompass this whole song, sort of carrying that emotional weight. That's kind of cool. Well, Bridget, this is a really cool thing that you've got mm-hmm. going on, the UAS Folk Fest. It's basically like I call it the Folk Fest before the Folk Fest, basically. it's a full night. This is like pretty amazing lineup. We're talking with Bridget Monks from the Student Activities Board out there at UAS, and they've got this event, Folk Fest at UAS, happening tomorrow, April 4th. It starts at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, 3 to 9. So, you know, we're having a full day of celebration for music. And
hydrate.
Yeah, definitely.
Hydrate.
There's a water fountain.
There is a water fountain, but you got to hydrate for this. And there's like some great bands. Holy Cricket, Slept In. These are student bands. Sage Richards, Natalie and Patrick. And then Midnight Sun from Anchorage. And Fairview is also a student band, you
yes.
said, right?
Yes, student acoustic.
Student acoustic,
yeah.
right. Okay, great.
Singular.
and then they've got their title track folks. The Rain Dogs, our local Juno, wonderful rock band. The Big Sissy and Whiskey Class from Seattle, which does have Liz Snyder in it, who used to live here in Juneau
yeah.
and is coming back for more Folk Fest for herself, which is really cool. And so this is there, I don't have to register or I don't have to.
No registration required. We're just going to be taking names and emails at the door and show up. If you want a place to sit down, bring a camping chair or a blanket and vibe out. It's going to be like an indoor-outdoor festival.
I love that. Well, Gunnath Cheech, for being here, I really appreciate you all. For coming on the show today and telling us a little bit about it. Big Sissy is going to be at the Folk Fest tomorrow, and then they're going to be at the Drip Drop Shop on Tuesday at 7 p.m. They're going to be at the Pottery Jungle Wednesday at 6 p.m., the Alaskan at Thursday at 6 p.m., the Crystal at Saturday at 4 p.m. They're just going to be everywhere every day all at once kind
We're
of
on
thing.
Tour.
And, do you all have like an Instagram or a website that you want
Absolutely.
Us to follow? What's the best place to follow for all these adventures?
Yeah, so Instagram, it's bigsissy.band is
okay.
our handle. And yeah, we're just... posting our whole adventure. We got our whole like flight journey on there yesterday. We'll be posting a full list too of our shows and times, and we'll probably be announcing another show and probably announce playing for
Two
you
more
again.
That's great. And of course, you know, when you Google Big Sissy, you might end up with a different performer. It's a drag performer that isn't this group. They're gonna have but their Instagram is separate. Big Sissy Band.
Band.
If you look for that, then you will find them and you can follow them for their adventures here during Folk Fest. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here. Ganachish.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for today's Juno Afternoon. Next Tuesday, we'll have a special show during Folk Fest. And also, we have to remind you that next Friday, we have a live studio audience downstairs for a special Juno Afternoon with the Red Hots, the guest dance band of the Folk Festival. Arrive by 2:45 downstairs here at KTO on Friday, April 10th. Juno Afternoon airs Wednesday through Friday at 3 p.m. right here on KTOO 104.3 and KAUK Juno Ok Bay 91.7. You can find the show online at kto.org/JunoAfternoon, where you can listen to episodes, subscribe to the podcast, offer feedback or suggestions, or find out how to be a guest on the show. You can also find live stream archives on KTOO's YouTube page. Our theme music is by Indian Agent. Programming support for Juno Afternoon comes from listeners and viewers like you, and also Country Financial, Tongass Federal Credit Union, Hanson Gress, and Heritage Coffee Roasting Company. Juno Afternoon is a project of the KTOO Arts and Culture team. I'm Boston Christopher, producer and host of the program, with help today from Aaron Tripp. We'll see you next Tuesday for the beginning of Folk Fest week here on Juno Afternoon with live music all week long. Have a fantastic weekend. Get yourself out to First Friday. Get yourself out to the UAS Folk Fest and all the other wonderful events happening in and around Juno Town. Ganachish. Yeah.